The tourism of Konstancin. The proximity of Warsaw has significantly contributed to the popularity of Konstancin Jeziorna as an ideal place for a weekend active leisure. It's claimed to be worth visiting even for a few hours. One may benefit from numerous sports facilities. Horse riding enthusiasts are invited by the local stud farms to follow a special trail in the Hojnów forests. The younger generation may be up for the skate park. An undeniable attraction is the Brine Graduation Tower in the Zdrojowy Park. A few moments spent in its vicinity can guarantee a soothing relax. Nearby the graduation towers, there's a beach ball field and a playground. Weekend concerts are held throughout the summer at the Konstancin Amphitheater. Viewing platforms situated on wetlands seem to be conducive to bird watching. The restored Hugonówka is currently the seat of the Konstancin Cultural Center, which houses a permanent exhibition of folk-themed cutouts, the museum chamber, and a cafe. Famous artists play their concerts at the auditorium. Both art photography exhibitions and film screenings are permanent features of the center's program. We are in the heart of Konstancin. The main park avenue leads us to Piłsudskiego Street. When crossed, we reach the walkways at Sienkiewicza Street. Walking along the sidewalk, we pass the oldest villas of Konstancin. The first one is Villa Szwajcarka. A few steps away, the beautiful Villa Natemi. Then Villa Moja, decorated with the Nowinch coat of arms and a tower crowned with crenellations. The next two buildings are the former Leliwa and Taira guesthouses. On the other side of the walkway, you can see young oaks and a stone slab, being the memorial to the residents of Konstancin murdered in Katyn, Kharkiv and Tver. Reaching Żeromskiego Street, we may note a red brick building reminiscent of a small castle, which used to be a water tower, established in 1899 to provide the villas under construction with a flow of crystal clear water. Moving forward, at the junction of Żeromskiego and Sienkiewicza Streets, there is a modernist Villa Świt associated with the Żeromski family. Right in front of it, we can see a household with a tower. It belonged to Roman Rudniewski, an architect, a radio enthusiast, a director of the Polish Radio Engineering Association, and an honorary radio announcer. His voice was heard by the owners of 170 radios registered in the country on the memorable day of February 1, 1925 at 6 p.m. These were the words. This is the test radio station of the Polish Radio Engineering Association in Warsaw on the 385-meter wave. This is what the real Konstancin is like, full of mysterious stories, priceless architectural monuments, and unexplored places. To learn more about Konstancin and its surroundings, it would be worthwhile to take a closer look at the guidebook and take a trip along the route of Stefan Żeromski's footsteps, modernist architecture, or Konstancin film tour. Two wheels enthusiasts might consider a cycling trip to Konstancin Jeziorna. There is a Vetrillo bicycle sharing system with five stations available for the visitors.